Let's get serious. When 86 Americans are killed with guns every single day, and shootings regularly occur at our schools and universities, including last week's tragedy at Santa Barbara, it would be almost medical malpractice to say anything else. But in politics, as it is on far too many college campuses, people don't listen to facts that run counter to their ideology. They fear them, and nothing is more frightening to them than scientific evidence. Earlier this year, the state of South Carolina adopted new science standards for its public schools, but the state legislature blocked any mention of natural selection. That is like teaching economics without mentioning supply and demand. Once again, you have to ask, what are they afraid of? And the answer, of course, is obvious. Just as members of Congress fear data that undermines their ideological beliefs, these state legislators fear scientific evidence that undermines their religious beliefs. And if you want proof of that, consider this. An 8-year-old girl in South Carolina wrote to members of the state legislature urging them to make the woolly mammoth the official state fossil. The legislators thought it was a great idea, because a woolly mammal fossil was found in the state way back in 1725. But the state Senate passed a bill defining the woolly mammoth as having been, quote, created on the sixth day with the beasts of the field, unquote. You can't make this stuff up. Here in 21st century America, the wall between church and state remains under attack, but it's up to all of us to man the barricades. Unfortunately, the same elected officials who put ideology and religion over data and science when it comes to guns and evolution, often the most unwilling to accept the scientific data on climate change.